Well, you'll notice in the middle of your worship bulletin this area called Scripture Surfing, and you'll see just a number of different passages, all in consecutive order, Isaiah, then Matthew, and Psalm, readings for each day from three different books of the Bible. It's also listed on the back. That's the same thing on the back. But that's just a guide for you. If as you spend time with the Lord, if you want to grow in Him, if you want to know Him, if you want to know His wisdom, His will for you, you got to be close. You got to spend time with Him. You got to spend time alone with Him. And there's many ways to do that. There's our daily bread. There's some devotionals out there. There's days of praise out there. There's open windows. All kinds of ways. You can read through the whole of His Word. That's what this is. In your worship bulletin. Not miss any of it. Just straight Word of God. All of it. So that you can hear everything He's telling you, so that you'll know His whole counsel of the Word of God. Well, you can pick that up anywhere. You can pick it up this week. That's what those daily listings are for you. Well, let's look at, and then as you come here, we have readings from every chapter that you read from. We'll have a reading from every one of those chapters, and then we'll have messages from what you just read. Two Old Testament, one New Testament, in a pattern. You'll hear messages on what you've been reading as well. Well, let's look at this past Thursday and Friday's readings. And so turn with me to Isaiah chapter 33. If you would like to follow along in a Bible, there should be one next to you in the chair there. Isaiah is pretty much in the middle of the Bible. Open it up and you'll find it there. If you just want to listen, maybe you do better listening to God's Word. You do that. Isaiah 33, verse 2. This is on distress and help, these prophecies. And in verse 2, it says this, "O Lord, be gracious to us. We long for You. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in time of distress." Maybe that's your prayer this morning. And then in 34, look at the first part of verse 1. It says this, "Come near, you nations, and listen. Pay attention, you peoples." God's call. He wants us to hear His voice. I think that's His word for us today. Come near Me today. Pay attention. Are you listening for My voice? Listen for His voice right now. And then in chapter 35, hold your place there. We'll look at that in a little more depth in a few moments. In chapter 36, verse 14 and 15, it says this. Now this was King Hezekiah being threatened by the king of Assyria. It says this, "This is what the king says," and this is the king of Assyria, his spokesman saying this, "This is what the king says, do not," and he's speaking to all of God's people, those that are on the wall here at this time. Hezekiah is the king of God's people, and he says this, "This is what the king says, do not let Hezekiah deceive you. He cannot deliver you. Do not let Hezekiah persuade you to trust in the Lord when he says, 'The Lord will surely deliver us. This city will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria.'" Watch out. You may hear that call from different people. You may have discouragers in your life. You may have different people that think it's foolish if you're trusting in the Lord. They may give you some opposite advice. As what the Lord is telling you to do. Take it for what it is. Just listen to the Lord's voice. Just trust His voice, no matter how loud those other voices are around you. Then in our New Testament readings in Matthew chapter 9, if you're turning with me, you can turn to the New Testament. That's the last third of the Bible. You'll see Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew chapter 9, verse 9. It says this, Jesus says, "As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at a tax collector's booth. 'Follow me,' he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him." What about you? Have you heard that call? Has Jesus come in contact with you? Has Jesus tapped you on the shoulder? Have you ever heard Him say in your spirit, in your heart, in your life, have you ever heard him say to you, follow me? He'll call you. He'll call you. And then that's it. We got a choice to make. And Matthew just had to leave everything. Just follow Jesus. You made that choice. Have you heard that call? Jesus may call you this morning. He may say, follow me. And He means leave it all behind. Leave your whole life. Leave all that you... Follow me. Put me above everything. Follow me. Listen for His voice today. Chapter 10. Verse 5. Says this. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or any... enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. And He goes on from there with His instructions. But the part that stood out to me was, notice what happened here. These 12, Jesus, what? Two words. Sent out. We do that right here. Jesus told us to go and make disciples of all nations. And He means as you're going in your whole life, you never stop. But He also sends people out. And we're sent out. 3:45 every Sunday afternoon from my office. We gather there, don't we? Some of y'all, we gather there and we're sent out. We give a few instructions there and then Jesus sends us out. And we head out and we see the Lord do amazing things. Come join us. Are you sent out? Chapter in Psalm 84, if you turn back to the middle of your Bible and then turn back a little bit. You'll be in the Psalms. And in Psalm 84. Oh, I'm sorry. Psalm 87. Verse 1. It says this. He has set His foundation on the holy mountain. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. In verse Psalm 88, I read from that a little while ago. Well, turn back with me. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 35 and let's look a little more in depth here. In Isaiah chapter 35. Let's pray. Father, we do thank You so much for Your Word, Lord. Thank You. We are amazed that we have it, Lord. We have Your living Word, Your communication piece. Lord, we know it's much more like a phone than a book, Lord. You've said Your Word is living and active. And Lord, we know as we read it, Lord, You speak. You speak what we need at that time. Different things all the time from the same passage of Scripture because Your Word is alive. Lord, thank You so much that we have copies of it, Lord. I thank You so much for that. And Lord, we just pray that right now, Lord, anything that You've told us thus far through the readings, oh Lord, seal it in our heart and help us to do it and obey it. And Lord, right now we ask that You get me out of the way and that You would speak through this passage of Scripture, Isaiah 35, speak Your message to us and let us hear from You and not me, Lord, so that we can go and do what You say. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Life with Jesus. Life with Jesus. What does that look like? Life with Jesus. Walking with Jesus. What does it look like? Well, Jesus said in John 10:10, He said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So Jesus declared that He has come that we may have life. Anyone that would follow Him, anybody that would repent of their sins and put their faith in Him, they will receive this life. But He came that we may have it, that we may all have it. He said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So Jesus came that each of us would have life, and that's true life. Not just typical life, but this is the life God wants for us. The ultimate life, the best possible life. And then He goes on to say, I've come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. And another translation says, I've come that they may have life and that they may have it to the full. Jesus came so that we can experience the life here on earth that God has for us, that He desires for us. And then after that, for all eternity, eternal life, life forever. So the question for you and I this morning is, are you in that life? Are you experiencing? Are you fulfilling what Jesus said here? Are you experiencing that abundant life, the full life that He has for you right here? That begins now, the moment you put your faith in Him. Where he talked about how streams to the woman at the well, he described it as the Spirit within you, that it'll be like streams of living water. She was thirsty and she needed drink. And he said, I am, whoever comes to me will never thirst. And he said, whoever comes to me and believes, streams of living water will well up within him. He'll never thirst, that person will never thirst again. Are you experiencing that? That satisfaction of Jesus that keeps on getting better and better, welling up to eternal life. Well, what does that look like? What does it look like? And how do we experience it? Well, right here in Isaiah chapter 35, we're reading some prophecies of the prophet Isaiah, some prophecies on what it's going to look like for God's people in the future. These future blessings that God's people are going to have. And you're God's people today, if your faith's in Jesus. You might not be there yet today. But maybe today, before this time is over, maybe you'll give your heart to the Lord. And you will become one of God's people today. Maybe you'll repent and you'll turn to Him. You'll put your faith in Him. And you'll be His. You'll be one of His people in just a few moments. Well, what does that life look like? And how do we experience that life? Well, let's look at these future blessings that were going to be for God's people that He gave the prophet Isaiah here for us and for us here this morning. Chapter 35 of Isaiah. First of all, notice to experience that full life, to know the life that God has for us. First of all, see it. You need to see God's destination. See God's destination. Okay, God reveals here in these first two verses what He wants for His people, what it's going to look like, what the future will look like. He reveals His will and what He desires for His people in these first two verses. And He says this, the desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. That's what God has in mind for His people. Seeing His glory, His splendor. He uses all these beautiful, illustrations from His creation and nature, saying the wilderness will rejoice and blossom. And it's all these beautiful pictures to describe. This is what I want for my people. This is the future. This is the full life. This is the abundant life that they're going to experience, that I have for them. This is His will for them in the future. This is His will. And so we're going to have a few W's here this morning. So let's let the first W be will. This is just an attempt to help you remember this and take this with you. So the first W is will. So to experience the full life that God has for you, life with Jesus as He intends, first of all, see God's destination. See God's will. See what He wants in the future. Do you have vision? Do you know what God wants in your future? Do you know what He's calling you to at this moment? Do you know what His future is for you? What He desires for you? You can look at it on a big scale. Maybe you might be a teenager here this morning or a child, and you may be thinking, what am I going to be when I grow up? That's it. You're seeking His will. Seek Him. Seek Him. Children who go to Highland Avenue, children who are schooled at home, everybody, seek Him. Ask Him, God, show me Your will. What is Your will for me? What is Your vision for me? Show me vision. Let me see what You see, God. about my life. What is next? It might be on a big scale, like sometime on further in the future. God, what is your will, your specific will at this time in my life or for my life? It might be a phase of life that you're going through. It might be on a shorter time scale. This applies all the way to the next decision that you make. What are you going to do after you leave here? It applies that small too. God, what is your will next? When I leave here, when I walk out of here, what do you want, Lord? Show me your vision. Show me what you see. What do you desire for me next, Lord? It can be on a small scale. It can be on a big scale. The way we live with Jesus is on that small scale. Step by step. One at a time. He may not show you that big scale, but He'll show you that next step. So see God's destination. Do you know it? Maybe you don't know it. Ask Him. Maybe you don't know what is next. Ask Him. Lord, show me your will. I want to see your destination. Lord, what do you have next for me? It's just like in Mark chapter 6 when Jesus had fed the 5,000 and then He was going to go off and pray. But He gave the disciples His will. Jesus was God, God in the flesh. So He told them, He said, you all get in this boat, you all head over to the other side, to Bethsaida. And so, all of a sudden, they have God's will. They have His vision. They have God's destination. What are we supposed to do? He's going up in the mountains to pray. What are we supposed to do? He gave it to us. We're supposed to head on over to Bethsaida and cross this lake in our boat. It was the next step. See God's destination. What is it for you? Do you know what it is? Do you know what's next? Do you know what's next when you leave here? Our next W is wait. So see God's destination to experience the life He has for you. And then next, wait. Be strong. Don't fear. He's coming. That's our next point. See God's destination. Then be strong. Don't fear. He's coming. With an explanation point. This next step is trust. It's waiting upon Him. It's knowing His destination, know what He wants next, knowing His will, and then being strong, because it might take a while to get it. It might not come real easy. And so the next step, we see it in verses 3 and 4, is be strong, don't fear, He's coming. Look at verses 3 and 4. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. God is your strength. He'll get you there. Whatever His destination, He's the way to get there. Not you. You can't do it in your own strength. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. But He'll get you there. And so your job is to trust Him, to be strong. Don't fear. He's coming. And so the W for this point is wait. Wait upon the Lord. Do Isaiah 40:31. God said there, those that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So you want to soar on wings like eagles? That's the full life. That's the abundant life Jesus promised. You want to go through life just soaring? Or do you want to be flapping your wings with all your work, getting exhausted? Well, if you want to soar on wings like eagles, God tells you how to do it. He said, those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. And the word renew there, it means exchange. They'll actually get rid of their strength, their human strength. And they'll actually receive God's strength instead. And then that's how you soar on wings like eagles. Because now it's God in you doing it with His strength instead of you trying to flap your wings and doing it yourself. Now, who gets those benefits? Those who wait upon the Lord. What does that mean? To trust in the Lord. It means to look to Him. To wait on the Lord is to look to Him expectantly. Whatever that next step is, to look to Him and say, God, I'm trusting You. I know this is what You want me to do. And my faith in You to do it, take that next step, for You to do it through me, Lord. It's to look to Him expectantly. I'm looking to Him expectant, knowing that He's going to do it through me. It's waiting upon Him. It's trusting in Him. It's depending on Him. As we talked about this past Wednesday, it's leaning on Him. It's all the same thing. And so wait. Wait. So first, see God's destination. That's His will, the W. Next, be strong. Don't fear. He's coming. wait. This is the waiting period. Wait on the Lord. He's coming. It might not look like it's going to work out, but wait upon the Lord. Trust in Him. He's coming. And then next, our next W is wow. Wow. Our next point is He'll do the impossible. He'll do the impossible. As you wait upon Him, He's coming. When He shows up, watch out. He'll do the impossible. Wow. From now on, every time you see a new Knowledge-y truck, let it remind you of this. You know, it's not Knowledge-y anymore. It's a wow. And I'm seeing those trucks everywhere. From now on, when you see that wow truck, you'd be reminded of this point. And the point here is, He'll do the impossible. Next time you see the wow, and every time you see it, remember, with Him, all things are possible. He'll do the impossible. Wow. And He'll leave your mouth dropped open. Verses 5 through 7, we see it. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like the deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. Wow. He just gave us 6 or 7 different illustrations of impossibility. Streams in the desert. People deaf, they're going to hear. Wow, that's our God. Wow. Wow. So first of all, will. Now we have will, wait, wow. What does that mean? Will, see God's destination. Wait, be strong, don't fear, He's coming. And wow, He'll do the impossible. As Mona Lisa mentioned this morning in our young adult Bible study, He parted the Red Sea. Led all His people through on dry ground. That's just one thing. And then in our young adult Bible study, it was incredible. I wish you could have been in there. We got to go around the room and share. Every one of us had the opportunity to share impossible, amazing things that God has done in each of our lives. We shared like our greatest prayer requests that have ever been answered. It was awesome. I wish you could have been in there. Your strength would have been your faith would have been very strengthened. Wow, He'll do the impossible. And finally, way. Way. Stay on His highway that leads to joy. That's our final W, is way. The way. Stay on His highway that leads to joy. We see that in verses 8 through 10. And a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there. Nor will any ferocious beast get up on it. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed who will walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them. And sorrow and sighing will flee away. Those who stay on the way, on the way. So stay on His highway that leads to joy. So all together we've got, if you want that full life, you want to experience the life that God has for you, the full life, if you want to experience that, do what's right here. Here's a great model. Here's a great example. Do these things. See God's destination. Be strong. Don't fear. He's coming. He'll do the impossible. Know that. And then stay on His highway that leads to joy. You see, Back to Mark chapter 6. And so they get into this boat. See God's destination. Well, they're focused on Jesus. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. They're focused on Jesus. They're fixed on Him. And He gives them instructions. He says, get in the boat, go to the other side of the lake to Bethsaida. I'm going up here to pray. See God's destination. They got it. So they head out. They keep their eyes on the destination. Heading over there. And to Bethsaida. Well, hours later, they're still rowing out there. And it's not pleasant. They're still going. They're trying to get there. They're trying with all their strength. It's probably like they're flapping their wings. Maybe it was a lot of human strength going on. I don't know. Maybe they weren't trusting. But it's like they're flapping their wings. And Jesus finishes up praying. And wow, he comes walking out on the water. Somewhere between 3 and 6 in the morning. He comes out walking on the water. And they're trying so hard to get. They see God's destination. They see it, but they're trying to get there. It's not working. And then they see this form on the water going by. And they get terrified. And they start thinking, it's a ghost. It's a ghost. What is this? And Jesus says, the thing they feared was actually their answer. Jesus actually said to him, it is I. Do not be afraid. And Jesus walked up and it looked like he was going to pass the boat. But he came right up to the boat and then he got in it. See God's destination. Be strong. Don't fear. He's coming. You see, as they were rowing all night long, that was their next step. They needed to be strong because sometimes it gets difficult when you know God's destination. They needed to be strong. They didn't need to be afraid. Jesus is coming out to them. Their answer, be strong. Don't be afraid. He's coming. Jesus was coming. And then he'll do the impossible. You know what happened? He stepped up. He walked on the water. That was impossible. And then he stepped up in the boat. And then it became calm. And I believe another one of the Gospels says immediately they got there. But once he's in the boat, once he's with you, immediately they got there. So wait upon him. He'll do the impossible. He got them there real quick. He walked on the water. And then finally, stay on his highway that leads to joy. They just needed to stay with him. Stay with him. Stay on his path. Stay on his highway that leads to joy. My son Christian has been reading The Little Pilgrim's Progress. And it's the Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan, but it's for children. And sometimes Allison will read it to him at night. And she shared not too long ago that something I don't think I'll ever forget. You know, in that story, he's on the path, and it's supposed to be the path that there's all kinds of symbolism, but it's supposed to be the path that God has him on. He's supposed to stay on this path. The main character, his name's Christian. So he's supposed to stay on the path and walk the path. Well, no matter what, stay on God's path. Don't get off to the right or to the left, even if it looks good out there. Well, he's walking down the path, and all of a sudden the path looks like it's going to get pretty rocky. He says, oh my goodness. And then he looks off to the side and there's a beautiful, smooth meadow. It looks totally peaceful. There's no problem. It looks like he can just go right around. Everything will be fine. But God said, stay on the path no matter what. Don't go to the right or to the left. Well, he gets tempted, as you or I would, and he walks off into the meadow thinking, well, this is a lot better way. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. So he went on his own understanding, and he headed off into this meadow. And a giant came by, got him, brought him to the giant's castle, held him in captivity, had him there. That's what will happen. Stay on his highway that leads to joy. Let's pray together. Father, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you so much that we have, Lord, the opportunity to have life with you, Jesus. You could have left us in our sins. We could have gotten what we deserve, paid the full penalty for all of our sins, just eternal death and hell, separation from you forever. You would have been completely just and righteous. But Lord, your mercy, your grace, your love, Lord, you came for us and you died in our place. You made it possible for us to have eternal life forever with you. Forgiveness of sin and abundant life here on earth. And Lord, we just ask that you'd help each of us, Lord, from our first step out of this building and up from our seats, Lord, to the end of our journey, whenever you see fit that is, Lord, we pray that you would help us, Lord, to see your destination for every step. If we don't know it, to go to you. Lord, what's next? What's the next step? Show me your destination, Lord. Show me your will. Help us to do that, Lord. And then, as you show us, help us to be strong and not fear and know that you're coming. These next two steps of trust, help us to do that. Be strong, not fear, know you're coming. And then know that you will do the impossible. And Lord, help us to stay on your highway, no matter what, that leads to joy. Thank you, Lord. Help us in these things. Pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, maybe his path, maybe that highway, here this morning for you. Maybe it's leading you to come to Him for the forgiveness of your sins and for eternal life. Maybe you've realized as we've talked this morning that you're not His. You don't have a confidence of that. Well, as Chris leads us in this song, go ahead, now's the time. Get right with Him. Turn to Him. Give your life to Him. Say, Lord, I'm yours. I'm yours. I want to follow you. Forgive me of my sins. Have mercy on me. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. Thank you for being raised from the dead. And all that I am, I give to you. I'm yours, Jesus. I want to follow you. Maybe that's you this morning. As Chris leads us in this song, if that's you, step up out of your seat and come down here and share that. And I'd love to pray with you. I'd love to help you in that. We'd love to all rejoice with you in that and help you along, embrace you in that. Maybe you're joining this church. Maybe you've realized, I need to stop just coming back. I need to make myself a part of this body. This is where I belong. Maybe that's you this morning. You come as Chris leads us in a song. You come and join this church. Maybe there's something else. Maybe God spoke to you in some way that you just, between you and Him, you just need to deal with that. You can go to the altar if you want. You can pray there and let Him deal with you and you work that out with Him. Or maybe you need to do it at your seat. You can get on your knees at your seat. Don't worry. But whatever you need to do, do it as Chris leads us in this song.